Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Yeah.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. It is the Ray Program, and we've got a great hour of money power planned for you just ahead. 844-RAY-SHOW, if you'd like to join in on the party. 844-729-7469. I've got so much here, I don't know really where to start. Headline risk. Ben Carlson wrote about Facebook. Headline risk. Have you thought about that one lately? What about, what's his name, Zuckerberg's, you know, mea culpa? Not so good so far. A dead home equity tax deduction sees new life. The IRS has given us some guidelines. I'll tell you about that. But let me start with this. Let me start with this one. Investors own less stock today than in 2007. This after this tremendous run-up, and we still own less? Sit back, folks. Relax. We're going to talk about this. It's the Ray Revolution. Yeah, and it's considerable. I was reading this. It was a Reuters headline, and they said Luke Thomas. Sounds like, you know, somebody from Star Wars. Luke Skywalker Thomas, age 44, an information technology field manager who lives in Miami, began investing in the U.S. stock market in his early 20s, attracted by the prospect of learning how to grow a little bit of money into a lot. First mistake. If you want to start out with a lot of money in the stock market, you better start out with a fortune, because you're probably going to get cut in half. You can't make a lot of money out of a little bit of money. Unless you do it over a very, very long time period. But that's not my point. He goes on, the Russell 2000 index of small cap companies fell more than 60% during 2008 and 2009. So think about that for a minute. If stocks actually do 10% per year, then after a 60% decline, it's over 5 years before you just got back to even. Then the question is, at what point did you bail out and not take advantage of that snapback? Because remember, the snapback is just as violent to the upside as the downturn is on the downside. I think 1 year later, it's not uncommon to see a 50, 70% recovery after a big downturn like a 60% minus. Well, you lose out on 70%. And then what do you do? Then you start questioning, well, I lost out on 70%. I'm not getting back in. And that's exactly what the statistics show. Let me read from Reuters. 10 years after the start of the financial crisis that erased $16.4 trillion in assets from U.S. households, Americans have yet to embrace the U.S. stock market with the same fervor as before, holding fewer individual stocks and putting less money into equities overall, despite an uninterrupted nine-year bull market that has pushed the S&P up nearly 310% from its 2009 lows. You see, when you go up 310%, and my suspicion is I don't think that includes dividends. I think it's almost 400% when you reinvested the dividends throughout that nine-year period. But let's just use a triple. That ain't bad over 9 years, is it? I don't think so. I would have loved to have all my money in the market, although that would have obviously been foolish prior to. Overall, they go on, U.S. households have $900 billion less invested in stocks than in 2007, according to Goldman Sachs research. Wow. That's almost $1 trillion less after 9 years of magnificent triple to quadruple returns. $1 trillion less. They go on, and it's interesting. They say, in 401k retirement plans, meanwhile, investors now hold an average of 52.4% in equity-only funds, down from 64.7% they held in 2007, according to Fidelity. So the younger investors have obviously jettisoned a pretty serious percentage of their stocks. Now, there's a couple of reasons for that. One is panic. The other is the incredible increased usage of target date funds, which, as you know, I don't particularly like. Instead, investors now hold an average of 33.2% of their assets in blended target date funds that combine stocks, bonds, and cash based on a person's expected retirement date, more than double the 14.5% of assets invested in the category in 2007. It's the lazy person's way out. A person who refuses to hire an advisor or refuses to look at their entire portfolio and just takes the easy way out. I'm sorry. And they're expensive in many respects, and they're unpredictable. For example, you would think that the minds of the money managers and the various fund companies that do target date funds would be fairly close in their alignment on what percentage should be in stocks versus bonds. But it's not that way. You know, a 35, a 45-year-old could be 45% in bonds in one allocation and 55% in stock, and it could be 25%, 75% the other way. I don't like them. I don't like them because it makes you lazy as an investor. In particular because, well, let's say you're married. So you put all your money in a target date fund. What's your wife or husband doing with their, you know, nice IRA or their 401k? Have you ever thought about coordinating the two? Or do you just willy-nilly put your money into a target date fund because, well, you're 45 and you're going to pick the target date fund that's, you know, 2050 or 2030 or 2020 or whatever, depending on your age. The other thing that's kind of stupid about them is I get the fact that you want to have a lower amount of equities leading into retirement. We start to make those modifications, say, 10 years prior to retirement. But then once you hit retirement, continuing to reduce the amount of money allocated to equities has been proven to be not a wise strategy in many respects. In fact, just the opposite has been proven, that increasing your allocation to equities by, say, a percent or two each year once you start withdrawing in retirement actually produced better results, if you can believe that. I mean, I'm not saying you should do it. That's not a recommendation. I'm just telling you the academic research supports it. And it's exactly the opposite of what you do in a target date fund. The decline in the assets invested in stocks comes even as investors have largely benefited from the recovery in equity prices. That's right. We saw the average 401k balance at the end of 2017 at $104,000, up 112% from the $49,000 back at the end of 2008. So anybody that stayed invested and invested in the market was handsomely rewarded. But there's still that $1 trillion that, were it invested over that same time period, might be worth, well, probably not $3 trillion, because it all wouldn't have gone in at once, but it could be $2 trillion. And that's real money that would be in your pocket if you're part of the few that have not kept pace or that were scared out of the market. Now, the other thing that this I think reflects is the movement toward indexing. The movement toward indexing and away from actively managed funds. I believe that to be a mistake, at least in part. If you want to index a portion of your portfolio because it's cheap and it's expedient and it's been very efficient and prolific in terms of its performance over the last decade. But it may not be that way when the markets start to go in the other direction. You might appreciate having somebody steering the ship when the market starts to gyrate. Stick around. More on that when we come back. 844-RAY-SHOW. Emails. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. This is the Ray Lucia Program.
Attention, are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Yo.
Talking about how investors today have actually less money invested in the stock market than before the 2007-2008 crash. About $1 trillion less. Imagine how much more you could have done with that money. But then we also got into the last portion of our last segment, the craze toward indexing. And the fact that index funds have grown exponentially. For example, passive funds, namely index funds or ETFs, now comprise an astonishing 46% of total mutual fund and ETF assets today. That compares with just 8% in early 2008, according to Morningstar. So from 2008 until today, index funds and ETFs grew from 8% to 46% of the total money that's out there. That's frightening to me because most of the indexing is either done by individual investors without the assistance of an advisor, or advisors who jump on the indexing bandwagon because when compared to the average money manager over the last 10 years, just buying the broad market outpaced some 70, 80% of them. So if you can't beat them, join them. But it's a tiny bit disingenuous if you're in the financial planning business, as an example, to just jump on the indexing bandwagon and charge an extra 1%, because it's not likely that the average mutual fund that was actively managed underperformed by as much as 1%. Isn't that crazy? Now, I have discussed this in the past. There have been studies done that pretty much tell you that A, this has been a short-lived phenomenon, indexing beating active management. There have been periods of time when the reverse was true. Now that we're starting to see more volatility, I think that is indeed the case. But there have also been many, many, many studies done. Dalbar comes to mind and a whole bunch of others. These two guys out of Northern California that have studied out of Berkeley and UC Davis, Terrence O'Dean and Brad Barber have done studies on individual investors managing their own money, trading their own accounts and so forth, well underperforming the markets. And certainly the Dalbar study telling us that the average mutual fund investor underperformed the market by a substantial amount over 10, 20, 30 year periods. Now, when you apply the element of individuals managing their own money, they tend to make the wrong decisions at the wrong time for the wrong reasons. That's why when we talked about, I think it was an American Fund study or some other, maybe it was Morningstar, where they looked at money managers compared to the index. And it is true when you look at the averages or the average money managers, the index beats most of them. But when Morningstar or American or both looked at those mutual fund managers that were in the top quartile of lower expense charges and looked at those managers who ate their own cooking, in other words, they put their own money invested in the funds that they are managing. And there was another study that looked at those managers that had more concentrated portfolios with higher active share, as they called it. Those particular managers added value, didn't detract from the value even after the cost of the money management. And again, I'm not denigrating what an advisor can bring to the table. I think if an advisor wants to put you on all in index funds, that's fine. But don't pay them 1% to do nothing except rebalance the portfolio, which, I mean, you can get that done online by several different companies for almost nothing, 20 basis points. Robos do that. But as I've reported from, once again, far more than just one academic study, a good advisor, a best practices advisor, can add, according to Vanguard, king of index funds, 3% on average per year, about 3% to quote them. Could be a little more, could be a little less, but a lot of it has to do with coaching, tax management of your investment portfolio, having a creative withdrawal strategy, in other words, which accounts to tap first, and that's worth it. It's worth it. So the whole craze toward passive investing, I think, is scary. When you go from 8% in an asset class to almost 50% in one way of doing business, that's frightening to me over an 8 or a 9 year period. Now, articles have been written to the contrary, that it's not as frightening to others. I get that. But it just seems to me that someone who has studied the behavior of investors for 40 years tends to believe, this is me I'm talking about, tends to believe that many of those passive investors will be active with their passive funds. And that could be the kiss of death. Because when you look at this thing through the lens of, say, a microscope or whatever, you will find that all these studies that are born out of the finance labs are done with computer programs, and they don't treat the numbers with the emotion of most investors. That's why behavioral finance has become such a huge thing in modern day financial planning, because you're not going to sit there on your portfolio after it drops 56% like it did in 2008. More and more people are learning to do that, but you know as well as I do, if you're really going to be honest, you can't tolerate that level of a decline. And you won't tolerate that level of a decline, because in the middle of it, you know, when it's down about 40%, you're going to sell because you think it's going to zero. And at minus 56%, you're going to know it's going to zero. You're going to pat yourself on the back by saying, I got out at minus 40. I'm a genius. And then you're going to blink an eye or two, and the market will come back 70 or 80 or 100%. And then you're in this dilemma of, what do I do now? The market's come back 100%. Okay, I avoided some of the loss, but I've lost a lot of the gain. Should I wait for the next dip? And that's why the average investor underperforms the index. We'll be back.
My computer is so slow.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's
800-470-4453. Radio. Time to get a move on. We were here with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Is that the Dave Clark Five? Man, that's an oldie but moldy. Pretty cool song, though. Dave Clark Five. They were a great band, by the way. You should play Because sometime. That's a great song, too. And I'm not talking about the Beatles version. Talking about, I think it was the Dave Clark Five that did that. Maybe it wasn't. Anyway, welcome back, folks. I want to talk about millennials for just a minute. You know, most of us that are baby boomers have kids that are in the, 21 to 38-year-old age group. Well, we're not babies. A new study by Prudential looked at how millennials imagine health, wealth, and work in 50 years. I found this interesting and fascinating. Here's what Prue had to say. Millennials are at an important crossroads, having experienced some of the most significant economic booms in history, but also the Great Recession. It's incumbent on financial services company and any company that seeks to meet the financial and personal wellness needs of these constituents to understand the changes that are driving behaviors within this generation. I have to admit, I have difficulty with this and the younger generation. People that are baby boomers and older than me, younger and older than me in the boomer category, I'm all in. Gen X, I'm pretty good in terms of identifying with them. But you get into the millennial category, and they are so digitally involved that it's kind of over my head. Now, I'm working hard at it, and my grandkids are helping me, but it's tough. And I think advisors should be advised to know what you don't know and why financial firms ought to be hiring young advisors and set up a residency program for them. And younger advisors should be paid perhaps a salary and not commissions and so forth to get them started. And that's a rarity in the independent space. In the big firm space, it's not so rare because the big firms have a lot of money. But there's also a reason that they do, but that you can be the judge of that. The study focused on millennials' feelings about workplace trends, economic opportunity, technological advances, and maintaining health. And according to the millennials surveyed, the old assumptions about education, work, and retirement no longer apply for themselves and their children. Nearly 9 in 10 millennials say people now in their 20s and 30s will need to work much longer than previous generations did to retire with the same level of financial security. I think that's true, because they're going to live longer. Even if they do work for a longer period, 79% believe that by the time they reach 80 years old, comfortable retirement will be a thing of the past. At least 70% say that because it's impossible to save as much money each year as prescribed by current retirement planning tools. Well, as I have mentioned, the current retirement planning tools are flawed because it makes an assumption that is a false assumption that retirees will continue to spend at some rate of inflation post-retirement, the same rate that they are spending pre-retirement, and that is a false assumption. So here, millennials are being discouraged by those computer programs that they grew up with. They plug in the numbers on their own without talking to somebody that can say, well, wait a minute. In a finance lab, yes, that's what it looks like. But in real terms, ask your mom and dad. Ask your grandparents who are 75 years old right now. Are they spending as much money as they were spending at 60? And the answer is no, except for on health care. And the amount of money that you spend declines enough in the other areas to offset the increasing cost for health care. And that's after inflation on all of the above. Don't believe me? Send me an email. I'll get you to one of a dozen studies that I've read on that subject. Yet it is rarely talked about in the financial planning environment because it's to the advantage of the advisor to scare the heck out of you. Sorry. Almost two-thirds of respondents agree that in the future, traditional full-time employment will largely disappear and freelancers will make up 75% or more of the U.S. workforce. I have no comment on that because I have no way of knowing or even forecasting that. I mean, obviously, freelancing can be, you know, data input to who knows what, starting your own business. I don't know what they mean by freelance. I mean, I think I know, but I don't know specifically, so I'm not going to comment. And nearly two-thirds of millennials are extremely or somewhat nervous that people will need to learn to work with and adapt to robots and artificial intelligence to their jobs. I agree. I mean, I'm not that tech savvy compared to a millennial because they didn't grow up with it, but I'm smart enough to know that it's here to stay and it ain't going nowhere but up from here. And if you are left behind, then you will not be nearly as financially successful as someone that stays on top of it. Fortunately for me, I get to talk about this stuff now. I don't do it every single day for a living. Trust me, if I did, I would be really boning up on all of the new technological advances. One of the things my son does, who's still in the business, obviously, and you know, and he coaches me from time to time and shows me some of the stuff that he's doing, which is incredible. It amazes me. And it's very, very exciting. But could I have thunk it all up? Probably not. Guess I was smart enough to hire him once upon a time to do it. Maybe. Most millennials report being nervous that employers will stop providing health care and retirement benefits. One-third say they're extremely nervous that employer-provided health care and retirement benefits will disappear. But you can do something about this. You can do something about this. You have the opportunity to start with health savings accounts. Your company undoubtedly offers an HSA plan. Now, an HSA puts more of the burden on you, but you are intellectually capable of using your own money to go negotiate with doctors for health care. In my mind, the health savings accounts are the answer, or at least part of the answer, to the healthcare dilemma that we are faced with. Anybody that thinks that the government's going to take care of you cradle to grave, healthcare-wise, at 100% of the healthcare expenses is kidding themselves. Medicare is going broke way faster than Social Security. And one needn't look beyond what happened with Obamacare to see that. Government intervening in the healthcare system took deductibles up. I mean, the bronze plan deductibles today are like $6,000 or $8,000. That is not healthcare. It's not healthcare. Because the average person that needs to go to the doctor or go to the hospital can't come up with $8,000 for first dollars in to a healthcare plan. Sorry, just not healthcare. So this is challenging. It's very, very challenging. Start with a health savings account so that you can build up a nest egg while you're younger and healthier. And that nest egg could be substantial. And then, God willing, you don't need to use that money. And later on in retirement, you can either use it to supplement your retirement or all these non-deductible expenses. Remember in 2019, you can't deduct anything unless it exceeds 10% of your adjusted gross income. So all of those out-of-pocket expenses you can keep track of. And then after you're 65 years old, you can go, or you can do it sooner than that if you want. But one way to get a big, huge tax-free check is to present those bills to your health savings account, and that'll give you a head start on retirement. Fascinating stuff about millennials. Oh, you found it. Oh, turn it up so everybody can hear Because. It's a great song. Is it the Dave Clark 5, really? Yeah, see that? Great song. Because I love you. Anyway, millennials' concerns about government benefits, part of a general tone of uncertainty and anxiety for the future. Let me just talk to the millennials straight up. Obviously, you've got issues. But you know what? Your parents had issues before you. Your grandparents had issues before them. You will deal with them. Don't panic.
Attention, are you moving?
Welcome to the 2018 NBA Finals.
Want to win a grand prize trip to this year's NBA Finals? All you have to do is fill up with Synergy Gas at an Exxon or Mobil station for your chance to win. But don't wait. Fuel up today.
Exxon Mobil, official motor fuel of the NBA.
No purchase necessary. Ends at 11:59 p.m. Central Time on April 30th, 2018. Open to residents of 50 U.S. and D.C. who are age of majority or older. Except void and end for residents of Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, and where prohibited. Copyright 2018 NBA Properties, Inc. All rights reserved. Sponsor Exxon Mobil Corporation, Spring, Texas.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Radio Lucia Show. It's always dangerous when we start talking music during the break. I see you found a Lennon song. That's great. Across the Universe. There's only one thing I would prefer to do more than this show. Turn that up. I think we'll do that for the rest of... No, just kidding. How do they think of this stuff? The guy's a genius. It was a genius. Just incredible songwriting talent. Amazing. I had a gig last week, as a matter of fact. As many of you know, I perform from time to time. I don't know if you call it performance at my age anymore. I'm the second oldest person in the group, so the drummer's a real old fogey. We've known each other for 50 years, and we've played together for practically that long. And we were fooling around before the concert started, doing Beatles songs, not that one in particular, but others, before the gig, and it was just so much fun. So I've been playing in my mind different Beatles songs and calling them out during the break, and these fellas are pretty good. How did you do that? You found that on Alexa or something? Oh, you had it. You got to pay the BMI on it now? Sorry. Send some money to McCartney. Let's do some emails. Hit it, guys. All right. Rather than bore you with Beatles, although we could do an all Beatles show one day, I could play Cousin Brucey, Cousin Ray Ray. Aaron asks this question. I have two kids, married, working mom. How much life insurance should we have? What else should we be focusing on in order to get our financial house in order? Let me get my calculator out and see if I can help you out here. You know, it's not easy to come up with, you know, an absolute number. But typically what I like to do is I like to say, all right, well, what are the resources that you do have? Now, if money is earmarked for retirement, it's hard to also earmark those same resources in the event a loved one, especially a breadwinner or a big contributor to the household, dies. So let's just pretend that the wife makes 50 grand, the husband makes 100 grand, all right? And they sat down around the kitchen table and decided that they would need $100,000, not $150,000, in the event either one passed on. You know, to cover the mortgage and the kids' college and all that. Oversimplified version. All right? So with the kids' Social Security, and let's say the kids are going to get 10 years' worth of the survivor benefit of $30,000 a year. So they need $70,000 a year in payments for 10 years, and say they can invest the money at 3%. So that's about $600,000. So that'd be the first place that I would start with, Aaron. That certainly your husband would need half of that, because you contribute half of what he contributes to the household income. So he needs $600,000 for you, and you need $300,000 for him. That gets you through 10 years. Then the discussion has to be, all right, the kids are all grown, they're out of the house. Now, do each of you then fend for yourselves? If that's the case, we just solve the life insurance dilemma. But if he says, well, no, I really do love Erin, and I'd like to provide her with maybe $30,000 per year. And at 2% inflation 10 years later, that's tantamount to almost $40,000. So $40,000 for the rest of her life, which could be another 30 years. So $40,000 for 30 years at 3% is another $800,000. So if he really wanted, oh, I'm sorry, I got a present value of that, $784,000, 10 years. And this is the kind of thing that we do. That's tantamount to another $500,000. So if Johnny, her husband, really wants that to happen for her, he needs $600,000 to get her through the first 10 years and $500,000 for the rest of her life. That's $1,000,001 in assets that aren't committed to his or her retirement. That's the way I would do it. And that's the way I did it for many, many years. Now, the good news is a term policy is probably all that's needed in a case like this. And it's not that expensive for young people to purchase. I just had two of my kids, the ones with kids, purchase $1,000,000 in coverage. They're in their 40s, early 40s. And it was like, I don't know, $1,500 a year, something like that, for $1,000,000. 20-year or 30-year, whatever, level term. I don't know what it was. Jake, how often... excuse me, I can't read today. My eyes are bothering me. How does the age 55 rule work when taking money out of a 401k? Ooh, good question. All right, so your 401k plan allows you to take money out without a penalty. Now, don't make the mistake that it's not taxable. It's just not penalized. Remember, age 59 and a half? Well, there's a different rule for withdrawing funds from, say, a 401k. In the year in which you sever employment, you turn age 55. So in that year, I mean, you could turn age 55 after you severed employment or before, it doesn't matter. But if you turned age 55 in the year that you severed employment, you can go to the 401k administrator and say, write me a check for $50,000, right? And you'd get that money. They have to withhold 20% under the law for federal taxes, but they would not have to withhold for any penalties because there won't be any. It's in the year that you turn age 55. There are some planning strategies around this. Many times people in their, you know, mid to late 50s roll over all their money from their 401k plan to an IRA, only to find that at that point, they now have a pre-age 59 and a half penalty, whereas they could have left some money in the 401k plan, rolled over the balance to an IRA, and have taken income from the 401k penalty-free until they turn age 59 and a half. So I'm glad you brought that up. I haven't talked about that in a long time. And you know what? Samuel's question is too long. So I'm going to have to leave it at that. Plus, I think I hear some music in the background. It's not a Beatles song, though. Oh, it's my theme song. The one that Curtis wrote, produced, and performed in just for me. Hey, you guys did a great job today, and you all are fantastic. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Ray Lucia Show. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at
BizTalk Radio. BizTalk Radio.